thank you for joining us for All Things Real Estate. Now here are your hosts, Brad Avergon and Gary Kelly.
Hi, and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I am Gary Kelly with LaMacchia Realty, and I am joined, as always, by the debonair
Brad Avergon with Fairway Independent Mortgage. How are you, Gary?
I am doing well, Brad. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Welcome to fall.
Fall like came in like a football player.
Yeah, it did indeed. It did indeed. So what's going on? How's biz? What's happening?
So, biz is biz. Not that much of it going on right now. We're a little quiet. And that gives us an opportunity to think about things, but we're not completely dead. And so that's a good thing. I look at some people and I say, they're sucking wind, and it's a cyclical business. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it absolutely is. But it's just as important to be steady. It's better to be steady than be doing nothing. So it's good that you guys are moving. I've got some things going on too. And you're right, it is a cyclical business. And there's a saying, make hay while the sun is shining. So sometimes we're flat out, and other times we're able to just keep steady. And as you said, think about things and try to come up with creative solutions to new challenges.
I've never been good. Knowing that it's a cyclical business, I ought to be able to say, the week after Christmas, it's going to be quiet. Okay. It always is. There are some people that have to do something by the end of the year and all that. But generally speaking, it's a quieter time of year. And I've never been one that's been able to say, let's enjoy that time. Let me spend some more time with family. Instead, it's like, there's nothing going on. I got to make more calls. I got to do more emails. I got to do whatever.
I couldn't agree more. I used to describe myself as Scrooge after Thanksgiving. I'm like, what do you mean you're talking about getting ready for Christmas? Let's get out there and do some more real estate. Let's buy some properties. Let's do things. So I understand completely what you're saying.
So let me, we're recording this at the very end of September, but this won't get shown probably till early October. So it's Halloween. So instead of talking about Christmas, let's talk about Halloween, and let's talk about being scared.
Scared, yes. Let's talk about it.
I want to share two recent appointments that Sue and I had. And I want to compare and contrast some. One is a former client, and the client we knew had taken another job, and the job was far away from her home. So we knew that there was a pretty good chance that she was going to be looking to relocate. And we reached out and we got the Heisman, the strong arm of Heisman.
The stiff arm. You got the stiff arm.
And, she called one day and said, can you guys come over? I'm like, okay, I guess it's time for the show. And we go over ready to do the show. And I don't mean that in a flip way. We went over respectfully, ready to talk comps and everything else. She had already cleared the house out. She had left stuff that you might consider to be staging material. So the kitchen table was there. Furniture in the living room, etc. But she basically has vacated the home and has moved in with her parents because she wants to sell the place and not have to worry about all that. And I'm telling you, I would hire her to do our staging. Colors were all neutral. Place was spotless. Could not have asked for anything more. We said to her, well, what are you going to do after you sell? Well, I'm going to buy a different house. And she doesn't want to get into buying while she's selling. She wants to sell her house, know what her pile of money is, and then be able to buy another one. And we put her in touch with mortgage brokers like yourself and said, start to do the work now to find out what you have to spend. Make some presumptions on what you're going to clear from the house. The other house we went to was, ironically, it was the same day and could not have been more different. It was the old family house. The father had died. The daughter had moved into the house. And literally, between the father's stuff and her stuff, you could not walk through the house. There was stuff everywhere. And she had put a self-imposed deadline of getting the house on the market this fall. In other words, now. And frankly, it wasn't going to work. It just wasn't going to work. And we had a discussion with her. She was like panicked. She was in a frenzy. And we said to her, you know, listen, no matter how much effort you put into this, because you have a full-time job, you're not going to get this house sold between now and, let's say, Thanksgiving. It's just not going to happen. So why not acknowledge that? Put the house on the market, let's say February 1st. Where did that come from? Our experience is that's kind of the start of spring market, unless there's 5 feet of snow on the ground. And then the spring market gets pushed back a little bit. You could see the woman visibly get a sense of relief from that. And that was gratifying, but she says, I'm concerned with where the country is. I'm concerned with the election. And so she then starts to articulate a number of things that are outside of her control. Not going to debate whether she's right or not. Okay. I mean, if she's watching the nightly news, Lester Holt's pointing out things that are chinks in the armor of where we are right now as a nation. And she was reacting to that. It's like, you can't control that. So turn off the TV and focus on what you can focus on, which is getting the house cleared up. So Brad, I've been rambling for a second. What are your thoughts about that? Those two different scenarios.
So it's really fascinating because it really ties into our last, segment that we did with the tortoise and the hare. And so often we tell people what they need to do to prepare. We give them the instructions, but so often we feel like they don't hear us. And then all of a sudden we get into that little bit of a scramble. And in this particular case, it's really fascinating, the two cases that you brought up, because in this particular case, you must have had that conversation with that first client early on, and they actually heard you and they knew they needed to do the work. And without any additional, you know, prodding from you and Sue, they actually did the work and brought you in
right
at the appropriate time, which is, you can't ask for more than that. That's fantastic. The second client was so overwhelmed by, number one, you know, what they had to do and had not laid out a stepped approach to getting to their goal. And just saw the goal line. I got to run for the goal line despite all, we'll use the football analogy, despite all the defensive players that are in my way. I'm just going to go straight down that goal line. And that created anxiety, as it would for anybody. Right. And so you and Sue relieved that anxiety by just saying, okay, let's push the goal line back a little bit and let's create some plays that we can do. We can work our way there over a period of time. You just set that timeline a little further back, and hopefully she'll stick to that plan and get everything ready. So when February does come around, it'll be as simple as perhaps as it was with the first client. She'll have those plays in place and have run them, you know.
Well, by way of update, the tortoise and the hare, the tortoise has been in their house for a couple of months now and enjoying it, etc. The hare is moving today. So we're basically a month later. The hare is moving today. And the hare is already saying, well, I'm not going to be completely out of my house. There's going to be delays. Okay. You know, that delay is going to cost you money, either in additional rent or not being able to receive. She's in a situation where the building she was in was sold. She's going to get a payment if she gets out on time. If she doesn't get out on time, you know, what does that mean?
Right. Right.
So, but I don't think that people need to be scared to talk to us. We've seen all kinds of homes. We've seen homes that have had a great deal of love and all that. and you can feel it the minute you walk through. And we've been through homes that have had sadness, and you can feel that. And I'm not saying sadness like you have to disclose, but, you know, just either we know what's led to the house being on the market, or there's a feeling just in the building that it's just not a happy place. I remember years ago looking for my own home, and I went into a home with a fabulous top real estate agent, Mary Wood. And I remember the house was in Milford. We walked through it. I looked to the right. I looked to the left. And Mary says, "Do you feel something here?" And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I do. I feel like something horrible has happened in this house." And she says, "I feel the same way." And we immediately like sprinted to the cars. Very odd feeling. And it was very real for each of us. So, Brad, on that happy note, if someone wanted to reach out to the Grim Reaper of real estate mortgages, how would they reach you?
I don't know anyone by that name, but they could reach me, who is the happy person with real estate financing. Best way to reach me, Gary, is via my cell, which is 978-375-5531. And they can reach me also via email, which is brad@bradavergon.com. And Gary, how do they reach you?
I can be reached at 508-733-6005 or gary@movewithgary.com. So, Brad, let's take a break. Let's pay some bills, and we will continue the conversation with you, I don't know, over the witch's brew.
I'm going to bring some sunshine to this conversation. I got to be honest. See you on the flip side.
Stay tuned. More All Things Real Estate coming right up.